The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 24, text number 76, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on October 29th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter number 24, text number 76. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ya imang shradaya yukto madgitang bhagavat stavam adhiyano durarajyang harimarada yatyaso. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Although rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and worshipping Him are very difficult, if one vibrates or simply reads this stotra prayer composed and sung by me, he will very easily be able to invoke the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. It is especially significant that Lord Shiva is a pure devotee of Lord Vasudev. Vaishnavanam yata shambhu. Amongst all Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva is the topmost. Consequently, Lord Shiva has a sampradaya, a Vaishnava disciplic succession, called the Rudra Sampradaya. At the present moment, those who belong to the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya of Vaishnavas, coming from Rudra Lord Shiva. To become a devotee of Lord Krishna, Vasudeva, is very, very difficult. The word especially used in this connection is durarajyam. The worship of the demigods is not very difficult. But becoming a devotee of Lord Vasudeva Krishna is not so easy. However, if one adheres to the principles and follows in the footsteps of the higher authorities as advised by Lord Shiva, one can easily become a devotee of Lord Vasudeva. This is also confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj. Devotional service cannot be practiced by a mental speculator. Devotional service is a special attainment which can be acquired only by a person who is surrendered unto a pure devotee. As confirmed by Prahlad Maharaj, Mahiyasang padarajo bishekam nishkinchananam na vrinita yavat. Unless one accepts the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee who is free from all material contamination, one cannot enter into the devotional service of the Lord. Bhagavatam 7.5.32.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha.
So, at the present moment, our position is quite hopeless. We are presently being tossed by the waves of the material nature. The cruel laws of the material nature. We are drowning in the ocean of birth and death. So what is our hope? This is our hope given here. If we can somehow get the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee who is free from all material contamination, we can then enter into the devotional service of the Lord. This is the most important thing. Yesterday we did a program at Klaipeda University. And one of the students asked us, can you make spiritual advancement without having a spiritual master? Can you become self-realized without a spiritual master? So I explained to the young student that if you want to become expert in any science, you require the guidance of a learned professor of that science. It's like if you want to become a medical doctor. Can you simply study the medical books and be accepted as a doctor? No. You have to study under a medical professor in the medical college. And then you can become a medical doctor. So in any science, to become expert, to become qualified, you must study under a learned professor of that science. So, Krishna consciousness is also a science. So there is no exception to this principle. The same principle applies here as well. If one does not have a spiritual master, one cannot achieve the perfection. It is confirmed by Srila Prabhupada. I'm not making it up. It's stated right there in the Nectar Devotion. That unless one is initiated by a bona fide spiritual master, one is not connected with Krishna. So, one requires that connection. Just like one may have a very nice light bulb. Light bulb, you know, you screw it in to the socket and it becomes, it lights up. Like that. You may have a very first class light bulb. But if it's not plugged into the socket, it won't give any light. It has to be connected with the socket. Because that socket then connects it with the powerhouse. You see, the light bulb has to be connected with the powerhouse. So Krishna is the powerhouse. The bona fide spiritual master is the socket. And you are the light bulb. So you have to be connected with the socket. Otherwise you will never become enlightened in Krishna consciousness. Of course you can make some advancement in the beginning. We don't say you cannot make advancement. But what will be your advancement? Your advancement will be taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. That will be your advancement. Just like there are these stages of bhakti given by Rupa Goswami. The first stage is you have faith in the process, shraddha. And then, having some faith in the process, what do? You associate with the devotees. That is called sadhu sangha. And then you see, well, these devotees, they are getting a shelter of Guru Maharaj, a spiritual master. They are taking diksha. So let me also do. That is the third stage. That is called bhajana kriya. So, you have to, if you don't come to the third stage, you remain in the second level. And you cannot progress beyond that point. If you take the third step to take diksha from the bona fide spiritual master, then you move forward. You become free from the dirt in your heart, that's called anartana vritti. And then you become solidly fixed in bhakti, that's called nishta. And then you develop a very, very sweet, sweet taste for Krishna consciousness. That's called a ruchi. And then you become absolutely addicted to Krishna consciousness. That's called asakti. And then you enter into the preliminary stage of pure bhakti. That's called bhava. And from there you go to the mature stage of bhakti, that is called prema bhakti. So if you want to progress to the perfection of Krishna consciousness, you cannot skip the third step. You must take the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee. We must take shelter of the pure devotee of the Lord. In this way you can achieve all perfection, all happiness. And this will be your last birth in this material world. So one has to take some time to find out where is that person worthy of taking shelter. Not that I blindly or whimsically take someone, but I have to see who is that person who is strictly following the previous acharyas. Who is completely pure in his devotional service. Let me find out such a bona fide spiritual master. Surrender myself at his lotus feet. This is the process of Krishna consciousness. It is confirmed in all the revealed scriptures. In the Mundaka Upanishad, it is directly stated. Tad vijnanartham sagarume va vigatchet. You know the Sanskrit grammar? Anyone know Sanskrit grammar here? In Sanskrit, the verbal ending, you see. It changes the meaning of the verb. Just like gacchati means he goes. Gacchanti means they go. And gacchat means must go. So in this particular verb, I mean to say verse of the Mundaka Upanishad, the vidhi lind form of the verb is used, the gacchat ending is used. Which means it's compulsory. You must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. If you want to realize that transcendental science, you must do this. It's not optional. It's not optional. You have to do it. It's also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Tasmad gurum prapadye cha yagashu shreya uttamam. If you want to achieve the shreya uttamam, the ultimate happiness, then you must take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master by initiation. Let's see. It is also given by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So it is stated again and again and again throughout the Vedic literature. And here it is reconfirmed by Srila Prabhupada that we must get the dust, we must get the shelter of the pure devotee of the Lord if we want to be engaged properly in devotional service. Don't try to cheat the process and think, well, I like Krishna Ganesh very much. But this idea of accepting a guru, I don't like that very much. It means I have to surrender. This is called half-hen logic. Ardha kukuti nyaya. Half, one half, you know, hen, the hen that lays the eggs, the chicken. Half hen logic. Ardha kukuti nyaya. Yes. The farmer, he had a hen. And this hen laid a lot of eggs, big eggs. He got a very good price for the eggs in the market. He liked his hen very much. He made a lot of money off that hen. But being very greedy, he was thinking, how can I make even more money off of this hen? And he's thinking, this hen has such a big appetite. She's always eating, 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 eating. This end of the hen that lays the eggs, I like it very much. But this side that eats, 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 I don't like that side very much. So the stupid farmer, he cut off the head of the hen, thinking, I will get rid of the bad side and keep the good side. The fool didn't realize you've killed the hen. See, now he doesn't get any more eggs. You see. So if you think, well, I like Krishna Ganesh very much, but this idea of guru, I don't like that. You see, then you killed the Krishna consciousness. You can't have Krishna consciousness without guru. You cannot have it. It's not possible. You must have guru. Just like you have to feed the hen if you want to get the eggs.
Yes.
So don't try to cheat the process. You absolutely must have a spiritual master. What is the proof? Further evidence? We sing it every morning at Mangalarti. Yasya prasadahat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadanagati kutopi. By the mercy of the spiritual master, one makes spiritual advancement. Without his grace, nobody makes any advancement. So if you want to advance in Krishna consciousness, you absolutely must have the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master. There's no other way around it.
See?
You have to do it. So it's confirmed again and again and again. When I first was living in the ashram, under the guidance of His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj, I was a classic half-hen logician. I was a classic example of a half-hen logician, one who is believing in half-hen logic, you see. I was thinking, I will just be a devotee of Krishna. But I will not become a disciple of the Guru. Because then you have to be completely surrendered to whatever the Guru wants. I'll just be a devotee of Krishna. I'll just write songs like George Harrison about Krishna and go around singing my Krishna songs, you see. And do whatever I want with my life, you see. But if I surrender to the spiritual master, then I'm completely under the order of the spiritual master at every minute. So I don't like that. I want to be free to do whatever I want. So when the devotees told me to surrender, I wasn't going to do it, see. I said, I will just be a devotee of Krishna. But then they pointed out to me in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 34, Krishna says, you have to surrender to the spiritual master if you want to be my devotee. So what could I do? I was stuck, you see. So I finally gave up my stubborn ways. I gave up my days of being a half-hen logician. I decided to become a full-hen logician. So I could get the eggs, you see. I get the eggs of Krishna Bhakti. By getting the dust of the pure devotee's lotus feet upon my head, you see. I can tell you that was the best decision I ever made in my whole life, that I will surrender to the bona fide spiritual master. Out of millions and millions and millions of lifetimes roaming in the cycle of birth and death, that moment when I decided I will surrender to Krishna's pure devotee, that was the most profound moment in millions of lifetimes. See, when I accepted Prabhupada's lotus feet within my heart, you see, that was the moment that changed my eternal wandering within the cycle of birth and death. So everyone needs to come to this point. If you want to get out of the cycle of birth and death, you have to come to this point of accepting the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee upon your head. Of completely giving your heart to the pure devotee. Yes, I will take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. So, I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
What does it mean to accept your guru for the name of passion or you know, for the name?
Then you haven't really accepted him. You're just making it. You haven't really accepted him as your spiritual master. The real meaning is that I accept his every instruction as my very life and soul. Then you have truly accepted him. You think, well, everybody else has a spiritual name but me, so I want to get a spiritual name too. And then your acceptance is bogus. You may be in name a disciple, but the fact is you're simply a burden on the spiritual master. You see. If one, instead of being Hari Bol Ananda, you'll be Hari Bol Nirananda, you see. So don't be a burden on your spiritual master by being a rascal. Whatever orders your spiritual master is giving you, you must fully accept every order as your very life and soul. Then you become an asset for your spiritual master, not a deficit. Not a, was that the word, deficit?
Yeah.
Any other questions? Yeah. Yeah, I know when I just came from Denmark, and the devotees there were very eager to hear more and more about Vishnujan Maharaj. They practically demanded, you know, a whole Vishnujan Maharaj Leela session. Actually, he was a great, great soul. There's no doubt. Prabhupada personally told me, in writing, he said, "You have been trained up under the expert guidance of His Holiness Vishnujana Maharaj." So it's not just some sentiment that, oh, he made me a devotee, so he must be a great devotee. See? It's confirmed by Srila Prabhupada. And he was amazing, absolutely amazing. Just imagine if you were told, all right, now you go to one city where there's no devotees. We're not going to give you a vehicle. We're not going to give you any magazine. I mean any devotees. We're not going to give you any money. All you get is two boxes of Back to Godhead magazine. Now go out and open a temple in that town. You don't know anybody in the town. You don't have any money to pay for food. You don't have any money to get a hotel. Of course, we wouldn't do this to a woman, okay. too dangerous for a woman. But just you know, if you were in a man's body, you see. And we told you, all right, here's your two cases of magazines. Now go open a temple in that town. No money, no vehicle. You don't know anybody there. You have to go all alone and open a temple there. And in 1 month, you have to have a house filled up with devotees that you made. Wouldn't that seem like an impossible thing to do? That's exactly what Vishnu Jana Maharaj did in Austin. He came there with no vehicle, no money, no kartals, no harmonium, no mridanga. He just came with some Bhakti Godhead magazines and the order of his spiritual master to open his center, you see. And he did it. It was amazing how he did it. He went out on the street by the university campus. He clapped his hands and sang. He had no, he just, all by himself, just singing and clapping his hands. And he immediately attracted so many people. And he would say, you invite me to your home and I will turn your home into a temple. He started a Namahat program just by clapping his hands on the street. So every night somebody would be at a different house. And he would sell the magazines, some magazines. He would take the money from the magazines and buy the boga. And he would cook the most wonderful prasadam. Oh, there was so much bhakti in that prasadam, let me tell you. It was simple prasadam, but it was surcharged with bhakti. And we would go there, we would go to the campus to meet the Swami, and then we'd find out, where is Swami going to be tonight? What is the address of the house you'll be at tonight? So he had a whole, there was a whole group of us who were just going around from him every night to different houses. He attracted a whole group. He had a whole following, you see, like the Pied Piper. And then one professor at the university, he said, I will give you a house. I will rent one house. My wife and I, we will keep one room, and the devotees can have the rest of the house. It's your house. So that's where I moved into. That, and I joined the ashram. I lived in that house, 2906 Dancy Street. That's where I got my diksha, my initiation ceremony. So Vishnu Jana Maharaj was a very, very empowered preacher, there's no doubt. Such preachers are very, very rare. And he had special empowerment from Srila Prabhupada to push forward this movement. And I was very, very fortunate that he came to Austin. Actually, I was praying. I was praying to the Lord to please guide me how I can be your perfect servant. Every morning I was begging the Supreme Personality to please bless me with the guidance of how I can become his perfect servant. And Krishna, in his unlimited kindness upon me, he personally sent Vishnu Jana Maharaj to Austin to answer my prayer. So I can never forget those days. We used to call him the Swami. When Swami Vishnujan came to Austin and saved me from the hellish life of sense gratification and brought me into the sublime Vaikuntha world of Prabhupada's lotus feet. Any other questions? Yes?
Now he wants to hear about Jayananda Prabhu.
Who? Yes, it was Vishnu Jamaraj who introduced me to Jayananda. Actually, it was His Grace Sriman Jayananda Prabhu, who, by whose mercy I had my first darshan of Srila Prabhupada. Jayananda, you know, he would build the Ratha Yatra carts. So this was the Ratha Yatra, San Francisco Ratha Yatra, 1971, San Francisco, California. Hundreds of devotees came from all over the U.S. And maybe from Europe also they came, I don't know. But so we were there, and there was a need for some devotees to go up and help Jayananda to get the carts moved from the construction lot over to the parade set. So I don't remember if I volunteered or if I was volunteered by somebody else, but I was there, I remember. But then we were up there at the construction site getting the carts ready for the parade, and someone said, "Oh, Prabhupada is arriving now at the airport." Now, I had never seen Prabhupada yet, even though I had surrendered to him as my guru. I had never seen him. And this was a unique opportunity that I could go to the airport and see Prabhupada arrive at the airport. I knew Jayananda was a great saint. I wanted to serve him and assist him with getting the Ratha Yatra cart ready. But my spiritual master was arriving at the airport. So my heart was torn. So what to do? I approached Jayananda Prabhu. I said, "Prabhu, I have never seen Prabhupada before. And he's arriving now at the airport. And there's a van leaving right now to take devotees to go to the airport to see Prabhupada. Can I go to the airport?" So Jayananda looked around to see how many helpers he had. He said, "All right, you can go." So by the mercy of Sriman Jayananda Prabhu, I got to go to the airport and see Prabhupada for the first time. So I always remember Jayananda, that he, even though he needed help, he gave up one helper just so that poor helper could have his first darshan of Srila Prabhupada. So I'm eternally indebted to Jayananda Prabhu that he gave me my first darshan of Srila Prabhupada. Any other questions? Yeah.
Said that one cannot have any connection with Krishna without initiation.
Yes.
But sometimes, how does it? Sometimes people, even after initiation, they cannot feel the connection they had.
It's because they didn't really take the initiation for what it's meant to be. They took it cheaply. They didn't really get initiated in the real sense. And this, the real meaning of initiation is when you accept the order of the spiritual masters, your life and soul. That is real initiation. Simply getting the beads and getting a spiritual name, you're not really initiated unless you take the order of the spiritual masters, your life and soul. Then you're truly initiated.
Mm-hmm.
We see many people in ISKCON who take initiation very cheaply. Because they neglect the order of the spiritual master. They don't chant their rounds, they don't follow the principles. They are not properly situated. Because they're not obeying their spiritual master. The real initiated disciple, he never deviates from the order he received from his spiritual master. He would consider disobeying his guru's order to be worse than death. He would rather commit suicide than disobey his spiritual master's orders. That's how serious he is. That is the real meaning of disciple. Srila Prabhupada wrote me, disciple means discipline. That means one must discipline oneself to act under the instructions he has received from his spiritual master. It's very serious business. It's enlivening, but it's not just some silly hee-haw, you know, fun and games sort of thing. It's a very, very serious commitment. See, it's the most serious thing. In this world, we may take something like marriage very seriously, you see. Marriage. But it is only for one lifetime. But the relationship with the spiritual master, we sing every morning, Prabhu Janme Janme Prabhu Se. You are my Lord, birth after birth. So that is the most serious relationship you can ever have. That this person is my Lord for all of eternity. So one has to be very careful to seek out a bona fide spiritual master. Questions more? Yes.
In Srimad Bhagavatam that once you take physically the dust from the lotus feet of pure devotee, it is said that one should feel some sentiment, loving sentiment to the pure devotee.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is said connection, some connection. Some sentiment. And the third thing is that Bhagavad Gita shloka, that one should carry out instructions. So how all these things are related?
Yeah, well, the physical dust, that one should always try to get that physical dust. But the orders of the spiritual master, they are also the dust. In fact, that dust is even more important than the physical dust. So, there's the physical dust. If you can get that from his shoes or his feet, then you're very fortunate. But you're even more fortunate if you can embrace his orders as your very life and soul, because then your whole being becomes permeated with dust.
bet galite tapti dar sėkmingesniu, jei pavyks gauti, reiškia, nurodymus jūsų dvasinį mokytoją. Tai pakeis visą jūsų.
Does that answer your question?
Ar atsakė jūsų klausimą?
Also about the sentiment,
connection. One has to feel love from one's spiritual master. One should not be a dull stone. If one, just like Prabhupada says, that the duty of the disciple when the spiritual master departs, it's the duty of the disciple to weep. So there is loving feeling for the spiritual master. It's not like some corporate relationship. It's a family feeling, you see. Like he's my boss in the you know, he's like my military commander in the army or something like that.
No.
Spiritual master is your father. You feel loving sentiment for him as your father.
If there are some sentiments, but no service is done, no order carrying.
If there is sentiment but no service, that means it is sentiment only and is not genuine love. Love means there must be service mood. When the service mood is there, then that service means love. You see. When one is eager to serve the spiritual master, that means you love him. All right, last question.
Has not a formal initiation, but he has connection with his guru. Has that initiation,
If one has given one's heart to the spiritual master, then one is also connected. Just like when I accepted Prabhupada as my spiritual master, I made a commitment that yes, I will give myself to him for all of eternity. So that was, even though I wasn't initiated yet, my relationship with him began at that moment when I fully committed myself to him. When I fully took shelter of him as my spiritual master, my connection with him became, that's when it actually began. Yes. So Prabhupada calls that, he calls that practical initiation. Just like he said that when he heard his Guru Maharaj for the first time, he's in 1922 at that meeting on the rooftop in Uttadanga. Prabhupada said, practically, he initiated me. The ceremony had not been done yet. But Prabhupada said, practically, I was initiated. Because he fully gave his heart to Bhaktisiddhanta from that moment, you see. So there is practical initiation, that moment when you fully give your heart to the spiritual master as your eternal Lord. That is practical initiation. And then when you sit for the ceremony, you take formally take the vows, that is formal initiation. So our time has run out. We thank you all very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.